Hi, B-Rob.
What's going on, guys?
I'm tired. How are you today?
I'm okay. A little disappointed, but you know what? That's part of the NFL. Sometimes you lose them, and you got to move on from them.
B-Rob, what is sort of the collective vibe of you and your teammates after that loss?
I think we're very disappointed. We felt like definitely we had a chance to win the game, even though we did not play very well. We had some penalties that really cost us on a couple of drives. Really and truly, I mean, they had 221 yards rushing, which definitely is not going to make us happy. But we also look at it as, you know, the two big runs were just from, you know, missed hitting gaps. I mean, it wasn't anything they did. It was just we weren't in the right gap. So, you know, if we shore up that's 130 yards rushing out of the way. I mean, but at the end of the day, man, we just did not play well enough to win. We didn't win the turnover battle. We had some costly penalties, and we didn't stop the run. So at the end of the day, we just didn't play well enough to win.
So, Brian, how do coaches react when a game unfolds like it did yesterday when it comes to the rushing game, where you did have those two big runs, right? One by Cam, one by Jonathan Stewart. But a lot of times as fans, we do that where it's like, well, if you take those two runs out, they really had a hard time running against you guys. They didn't really do it consistently well, but they did gash you for those two big ones. Do the coaches find a way to do that as well, where they say, like, all right, these are two kind of fluky plays, but otherwise we mostly did our job? Or did they basically say, hey, this is still on you guys?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still on us. At the end of the day, we'd like to sit there and say, well, if you take those runs, well, guess what? We can't. So at the end of the day, it's just about us making sure that we're gapped out. And that's the thing with our defense, man. All 11 guys have to do their job. If one guy gets out of a gap and they find that crease, it hurts the whole defense. So, you know, for us, it's just about making sure we get back to work this week. You know, we got to treat this just like we have any other loss or any win. We watch the film today. We learn from our mistakes. We put it behind us, and we move on to the next one.
You guys haven't lost, not including yesterday, since the Detroit game, which was a long, long time ago. And as you were saying, the 24-hour rule has to come in effect, win or lose, and you're going to have to do it today, and you're going to have to move on, and you're going to have to win this division on your own. How much did that 24-hour rule affect you now that it's a loss that you guys basically haven't dealt with in two to three months?
Well, I don't know if it affects us any different. I mean, obviously, like I said, we're pretty disappointed because we felt like in a lot of ways we beat ourselves. But, you know, for us, it just got to be put behind us after we watched the tape today. And, you know, the thing about it is with a win, you know, you can't let a win, you know, get you so, you know, enamored with that win that you don't concentrate on the next team. Well, it's got to be the same thing with a loss. You know, for us, we can't let this loss, you know, let one loss turn into two, turn into three, you know, because right now it's the point of the season where you've got to be hitting on all cylinders. And obviously yesterday we weren't. So we got to get back to work this week and make sure that we don't let one loss affect us twice.
B-Rob, I want to go back to those two runs that we alluded to, and not so much the Cam run, but the Jonathan Stewart run. They went tackle over and they did it pretty quickly. And then within a blink of an eye, he was out the gate on the third level and gone. Can you take us through that play a little bit and where the breakdown happened? And was that a play that you guys had prepared for?
Yeah, I mean, it was nothing, like I said, it was nothing that they did that really, you know, out-schemed us or anything like that. We just, basically just, you know, from talking to it on the sideline, I haven't seen it really on tape yet, but it just looked like a little gap opened up there, and part of it was, you know, just a seam opened up where, you know, we had one or two guys out of their seam, and it opened up and he was able to hit the gate. And the problem with that is when you're in short yardage defense like that, you normally got pretty much everybody up, you know, to try to stop the run. And once he gets to that second level, I mean, it's pretty much nobody there. So he was able to gash us.
You guys have a lot of the same people that were on last year's team on this year's team, and last year we saw that the losses just kind of started to add up. How does that change this year?
Well, it's a different team. I mean, you know, for us, it's about making sure that we don't concentrate on what happened last year. We just make sure that, you know, we don't let this loss affect us again this week, and we go out there and we try to put another win on the board. You know, basically it just boils down to we've got a 3-game season left, and I know a lot of people, you know, I said that yesterday on Twitter, and a lot of people say, well, it's a 6-game season. Well, it's really not. It's a 3-game season for us. There's 3 games left in the regular season, and we let the chips fall where they may. So the only thing we can manage and control is these next 3 games. We go out there, try to give it everything we got, and hopefully win all 3.
Brian Robinson, again, is our guest. Thanks to our friends at Hy-Vee. People say a lot. You're talking about Twitter, you know, well, sometimes you need a loss before the end of the season so you don't get too cocky going into the playoffs. I don't know about all that, but I do know one thing that I heard in the locker room after the game yesterday that kind of shook me, and I'm sure it might have shook you as well because it puts everything in perspective. If we had been in the playoffs yesterday, we'd be done right now. And that does kind of shock you, right? So much that he's off the phone. I mean, he literally...
He hated your question.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry, you're back. Go ahead, B-Rob.
It kind of cut out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just saying, Coach mentioned yesterday in the locker room that if we were in the playoffs, the season would be over right now, and that's the kind of thing that kind of shocks you into reality for a second, I bet.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and that's what we have to understand is, you know, when you get into December, when you get into January in the playoffs, the magnitude of these games increase exponentially. I mean, in December, every game seems to be more and more important as you reach that last week of the season. And then, of course, you get in the playoffs. I mean, it's you know, the magnitude of that is just astronomical because you can't lose. I mean, at the end of the day, if you lose, you go home. So for us, we got to have that mentality now moving forward is that, you know what, basically we have to have the mentality that it's today or it's never because we've got to start having that mentality that if we lose, we go home.
B-Rob, you guys had 2 starters that left the game, and Kyle Rudolph and Riley Reiff, both of them in walking boots. What do you know about the significance of their injuries, if at all, and how concerned are you guys as a team about those injuries?
Don't really know much about them. I guess we'll probably find more out about them today. I know those are 2 tough guys. They're going to do everything they can to get back. But I think for us, what we have to do is we can't let the injuries affect the way we play. We have to understand that, you know what, we still have a team full of players that can make plays, and we've overcome this type of adversity before. And so mentally, we just kind of got to block that out. We got to go out, get ready to play, and have that next man up mentality if they can't play and they can't go. So we just can't, you know, fall into a mode, you know, where we just start thinking, oh, guys are falling down. Well, start feeling sorry for ourselves. We can't do that. We got to make sure that we do whatever we got to do in order to win on Sunday.
You guys will move past the loss yesterday, move right on to Cincinnati, who got blown out yesterday by a Bears team. What do you know about Andy Dalton and the way they operate offensively?
You know, haven't played them in a little while, but and haven't really got the chance to watch tape on them yet. But I do know that Andy likes to get the ball out of his hands quick. They got some big-time receivers out on the edge that can make plays. You know, I know they struggled a little bit this year as far as winning games, but it doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. The team shows up on Sunday and is prepared. The best is going to be a team to win. So we've got to be clued in. I mean, after last week, I think they're going to try to run the ball on us. So we got to be definitely get ready to stop the run and then be able to get after Andy, you know, in the pass game. Can't let him sit back there and pick us apart.
B-Rob, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you for calling. Thanks to Hy-Vee for having you, and we're going to be glad to get you guys back in U.S. Bank Stadium this weekend. Lastly, though, I know there are other things on your mind as well, and you need all the help you can get with your charity event. You're looking for sponsors. How can they get a hold of you and get involved?
Yeah, they can go to my website, which is brianrobinson96.com. They can contact us through that, leave us an email or whatever on there. And then just any social media, man. I'm always checking my social media. I try to stay up to date with the direct messages and things like that. So I'll try to do better with that here lately. But if you're interested at all, just get a hold of me probably through the website or secondly, social media.
Thank you, B-Rob. Appreciate it, man. Take care now.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, B-Rob.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen.